Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Giving thanks. Saying thank you. That's my topic. You know, some years ago, I wrote a book entitled Kids Alive. The book was written not for kids particularly, but for parents of children. All parents have children. But for parents to be able to use certain words, teach certain words, instruct the child in the use of certain words, illustrate certain words, live out certain words, as the child lives the race of life effectively, and more effectively because the parent has built into that child a vocabulary, an important vocabulary. You know, we are concerned with big words. We want our children at different stages to learn words with more letters in them, and larger words, and more syllables, and having double meaning, and more complex words. We work on that. That's building a vocabulary, building a sense of comprehension in our children as they read and as they speak. But beyond that, there are words in our vocabulary that are essential for a child not to learn how to spell necessarily, or learn how to say, or learn how to use just on a periodic basis, but how to take words and use them regularly, systematically, strategically, so that they build character, so that they build relationships, so that they help a child connect with the world around him and with the people in his life. I call that running the race of life as a subtitle to the book, Kids Alive. Learning how to connect, teaching a child how to connect, preparing the child for tough times. And when you go through tough times, you got to have words. You got to have words that are meaningful and are valuable and are relevant to that particular situation. So in Kids Alive, it was written for the purpose of helping children develop a positive sense of self-esteem. I wanted them to develop a worldview beyond themselves, a view of the globe, a view of the world of people that are way beyond themselves where they live here now today. And the book is written to help them develop effective living skills, effective attitude, effective values. So they live upright, they live well, they live in a congenial manner with other people, and live in a context of kindness and gentleness and words that bring people together rather than words that separate people and make them go apart. Part one in this series of words for kids, I use the word of gentleness, being gentle. Now today, I'm going to shift my word to the word of thanks, or thank you. This is not a spelling word necessarily, although a young child needs to learn how to spell the word thanks, or the thank you, because then that child will learn how to say the word and use that word in communication and to build relationship. But even older kids know the word, know how to spell it, know how to read it, but do not use it. That's the critical issue. It's not knowing the word, it's using the word, and knowing when to use the word, and knowing how to use the word, and knowing what the word, what it means to other people, and the impact that it has upon other people. So how do you teach the word thanks, or thank you, to a child? Well, here's just a couple ideas. Tell the child every morning, before he goes to school, or before he engages in his daily activities in the home, or in the community, or in the neighborhood, or wherever that child is, to keep an eye out for things for which that child is thankful. In other words, look for reasons to be thankful. Look for reasons to be grateful for the things that go on in a child's life. What mother does for the child, what father does for the child, what peers do for the child, what siblings do for the child, what neighbors do for the child, what friends do for the child, and so on and so on. Keep an eye out for the things for which the child is thankful and could be thankful and should be thankful. That's number one. You got to be aware that there are things for which to be thankful. That's learning the word thank. And then you teach the child to say the word thank you or the word thanks to at least three people every day. Make that a daily experience every day. Say thanks to three people, such as your teacher or your friend or your family member or a neighbor or somebody that you see in the store or whatever it might be. Look for three opportunities in the day to say thank you. That's what a parent does for a child. Teaches that child when to say thank you, and to encourage that and to promote that kind of expression. And then a parent can help a child this way. Why is saying thankful or thanks or thank you important? Why is it important to express the word thanks and thank you? And that's a good discussion to have with a kid. Things like, It makes other people feel better. It makes you feel better. It makes you value the things that come into your life and that are a part of your life and the people that are part of your life and the things that are part of your life and so on. There's a lot of reasons why the word thanks or the word thank you is an important word in the child's vocabulary. So that's number one. Check it out. Get the idea of thanks into the child's head as a word that has value, the word that has importance. And then also tell your family. Have the child tell the family. Have a family discussion about some of the things that happened in the course of the day or that you thought in the course of the day for which you are thankful. As a child, the things for which you are thankful. As a parent, the things for which you are thankful. Have an time for expression. Have a time to voice those kind of things one to the other at the end of the day or sometime during the course of the day. In other words, make the word thanks or thank you an operative word in your life, an operative word in your family life, an operative word in your day. Make it happen. Make it express. Hear it. Say it. Hear it. Say it. Encourage it to be said by others. Make it an operative word, a behavioral word, a word that takes place on a daily basis. And then encourage the child to tell you as a parent, thank you for something, such as the meal you prepared, or making your bed today, or helping clean the room, or taking you on an event, you know, whatever it might be. As a child, express thanks to your parent today for something for which you are thankful for today. Get that word to be expressed, and then tie it to an activity or to an event or to something that took place for which you are thankful. And here's a little game you can play. We call it an acrostic. Write the word thanks on a piece of paper. Write it down, column, the word thanks, T-H-A-N-K-S. And then after every letter, write something for which you are thankful, okay? In other words, the word T. What is something that starts with T for which you are thankful? Taking me to an event today would be an example. Taking me to a party. Taking me to the store. Taking me to get something, okay? Or maybe another word would like be talking to me. The word, we had a conversation today. You were talking to me. I like the way that you talk to me. Thank you for talking to me that way. Okay? The word T. And then go on to the word H. To the letter H. And think of a word or think of an event that starts with H that you can express and write that out. And then do the word for A and H and K and S. So at each of these letters, there's some kind of a thing for which you are thankful. Okay, that's just kind of like a fun game. And you can do that as a family. You can each do one. And then you share with each other as a family what you came up with and the things that you said. And what you can also do is at the end of the day, when you say your evening prayers, thank God for three very special things, three very important things, three necessary things, three things for which you are grateful. That'd be a very helpful event and help you tie together the word thanks from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. It would have something to do with how you treat each other in your peer relationships, in your family relationships, and something that you recognize God's presence about as well. So the word thanks, the word thankful is an extremely important word to not just spell and be able to say and be able to read, but to be able to use in a very definite manner in a way that would be helpful to not only you, but to other people as well and help you express how you feel about something when you're thankful. That's the word to use. Thank you. Okay? And here's a little phrase that sums this all up, okay? As a kid your age, speaking to children, think about all that you have and all that you're thankful for instead of wishing for things you don't have. There you are. Be thankful for what we do have, not just wishing for things we don't have and would like to have. Anyway, thanks for joining me on the podcast today, and I'm glad that you joined us. And what I'd like you to do is to pick up my book, Doctor, Teach Me to Parent. You can get it on Amazon or you can get it on my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. The book is Dr. Teach Me to Parent. That's a good book for parents. Besides the book that we're referring to now in this podcast, Kids Alive, also available on my website and Amazon. Bye for now. Thank you.